mama, your mama. Orangutan poop.
Vagina cancer.
Radio room.
Vagina cancer.
Boy Scout proof.
Vagina cancer.
Let's go
fast. It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my hole.
It's family and milkshake.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Friday podcast. We're ending the week. Got a great show for you. A lot of stuff to go over. At the top of the program, you may have missed it if you are not sideshow freaks, but yesterday someone called into the voicemail line and said, Tim, I am trying to buy some dildos or butt plugs or, I don't know, masturbators, whatever, from Adam and Eve using our great coupon code FREAK, where you can save 50% on any item. You'll also get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs. You know the drill, right? It's a great deal from Adam and Eve. Unfortunately, this guy was having some problems. He said, yes, I got 50% off, but unfortunately, I'm being charged shipping. And I said, no! Con! Kind of like that. I don't know why I screamed con, but it was a very James T. Kirk moment. But anyways, I was upset, but then I said, you know, it's still a good deal. You're still getting half off, even if you do have to pay shipping. But I went to my my contacts over at Adam and Eve, and I said, listen to me, bitch. I said, you need to respect my listeners, all right? I've been telling them they're getting free shipping, and I will take nothing less than that. You will rectify this situation, and I want you to smile and blow me as well. I was taking a page from Mel Gibson. Anyways, they said, Tim, there's nothing we can do about this. I'm sorry. And I said, no, there is something you can do about it, and you will fix this. Otherwise, my listeners will rise up and revolt. We will light your dildos and throw them through your corporate windows and, you know, burn your fucking organization down. I may have not said all of that, but the sentiment was there. I was very pissed off, and they said, all right, hold on, Tim. And they got back to me, and they said, you know what? You're right. Your listeners are too valuable, and we are going to reinstate the free shipping. So now you will get 50% off plus free shipping. And in the case of that one dude who tried to purchase a head honcho masturbator or whatever, $8! $8 in shipping. Wiped out. Now you're getting it free again. So everyone thank adamandeve.com for doing the right thing. Actually, it was I didn't scream at them at all. I just asked them what was going on, and they said, oh, it was just a small glitch in the system. You've been a sponsor for so long, part of the coupon code expired. We typically don't have people that last this long. So everything is okay now. Use coupon code FREAK. Get 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. Hope that takes care of that issue. Moving on, I've got some great audio to share with you before we get into the news. First up, this was sent in by Nick. Nick says, oh my god, we've got another Nicole on our hands. Yes, it is a new U-tard. Take a listen.
Hey guys, it's Nate Hill. I had to delete my Netto.
Is she speaking English? I haven't understood one word she said yet. Hold on.
Hey guys, it's Nate Hill.
Hey guys, it's something.
I had to delete my Netto.
Tina Lee Meadow.
My video me stole my trading video cards because it had no sound. I don't know why, but
okay.
I'm just doing this video over again. So I'm selling my trading cards now.
Alright, something about trading cards. She's going to show off some trading cards. Yeah, she's holding up Justin Bieber trading cards. Yes, okay.
Says
reading the back of the foil pack or something. Very interesting.
Sticker in a V-pack.
You get a free
Bieber trivia.
I didn't realize you get a free sticker.
150 cards. 150 cards. Four, nine, puzzle.
All right, all right.
Cup and Mini, Justin Bieber.
She's got a beautiful radio voice. This is who I should have as my announcer.
Pack of 5 cards plus 1 sticker.
All right. Screw that homeless guy. This is the new voice of Distorted View. Thank you very much, Nick, for sending that in. Maybe one sweet day there will be Distorted View trading cards, and they will all be stickers. I'll be like Garbage Pail Kids. All right, thank you very much, Nick, for that. Moving on now. I've got a painful anal clip sent in by Mike. Thank you very much, Mike, you disgusting pervert. Here it is.
Like that.
Yes, you take it, bitch.
Anal fucking plot.
Oh, and he's slapping her too. As if a cock in her ass wasn't painful enough. I slap the broad around too. That's the sugar on top.
No, suck your thumb. Start sucking your thumb.
By the way, Mike says that at some point she sounds like the bunny getting crushed when she's getting fucked.
That's it. Back in your asshole. Keep the fucking legs down.
I think that is what he's referring to.
Yeah.
The bunny fuck video. Okay.
That's it.
I mean, he does have a large dick, but... She's overreacting a bit.
Yeah.
By the way, someone sent me a message about the Bunny Crush video. Very upset that I, we'll start playing the that little mashup song without warning. This person writes in, where is that at? Although I find the Bunny Crush audio stupid and in extremely poor taste, that's what Distorted View is all about. Ding! I agreed with you when you said people were idiots because at least you warned them so they could skip ahead and not listen to it. First of all, the mashup is a little bit different. It's really like 2 seconds long. It is just looped. That's just the bunny screaming once. That's it. So not like the whole video. I followed your advice and skipped ahead every time you played it, but now you're not even giving us the courtesy of a warning. I don't have to. You're playing it in intros and interrupting voicemails with it, basically tricking your listeners. That's right, I'm using trickery on you. I have bamboozled you into hearing it. I was with you for 5 years, but I'm done. I've canceled my sideshow membership. Well, then I don't give a shit about you then. Not like you're giving me money anymore, so I don't really have to worry about your opinion. With that being said...
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lot.
When are you people going to realize it wasn't a real bunny getting crushed? I've just been fucking with you. I could be playing anything and say it's something else. You know what I mean? It's all... It doesn't matter. It's just audio. Come on. Stop being fucking babies. God damn it. You guys piss me off. Grow a pair already. I'm just kidding. It's real. Or is it? I will never tell. I'm a dick. The last clip I wanted to share with you before we get into the news is of a black man beating his black nephew for being ghetto.
This with all y'all people on Facebook, y'all parents, y'all need to stop all these senseless fucking crimes, all this gangbang shit. This my fucking nephew right here. He ain't no gang member. We don't come from that shit. You tell him. All that bullshit, but all that
fake.
All that fake, but this ass whooping ain't gonna be fake. Get that on Facebook. Tell him about that.
By the way, what's interesting is the uncle is his pants are sagging, right? So you can see his underwear and everything. He's way more ghetto than the poor kid getting beat for being ghetto is. Makes no sense.
Heads up all the fucking killings and all that fake ass rap shit. Tell him.
That's fake. Oh.
We don't come from that shit.
The Ward family don't come from all that bullshit.
And if I catch you, if I go in that motherfucking catch you, any shit, anything, I don't give a fuck if you say happy birthday, God. I'm gonna whoop your ass. You hear me?
I'm out of the
league. You a what?
I'm out of the league.
Don't tell me. Now put that on his fucking wall.
Yeah, the uncle is making the nephew post the video of him getting his ass beat with a belt on Facebook on his wall. Fantastic. Good parenting. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. You can grab yesterday's exclusive show, plus Wednesday's extended show, and Tuesday's video cast. A lot of great stuff popping up on the Sideshow feed. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. You'll also get full access to the entire archive. You know, we've got some spaces to fill now because we've had a couple cancellations because of some stupid reasons. Bunny Crush and shit like that. First story we have for you today as we blow through these. Story comes from Kentucky. A woman was found dead in her home Wednesday in Jefferson County. Coroner Jack Arnold said the woman's dog had been feeding on her decomposing body. Ida Robinson, 68. We've read these stories so many times before. Pets will eat you. That's what happens. That's the gratitude they show when you die. They show their respect by gnawing on you. Ida Robinson, 68. I have no doubt in my mind that if I were to drop dead, my dogs would love the chance to eat my eyes out and shit. Make them wait for food. Make them beg for treats. Come on. All right, Ida Robinson, 68, died of natural causes. Arnold said Robinson had been diagnosed with end-stage lymphoma. That apparently makes bones tasty. Using the dates marked off on a calendar in her home and the dates on newspapers piled on her porch, Arnold estimated Robinson died 22 days ago. Ugh. Wouldn't that meat be a little gamey at that point? Poor dogs. Police and fire officials forced their way into their home Wednesday and found her body. Three of her four dogs were removed by animal control. A fourth dog was deceased as well. Robinson was a long time... Oh, that fourth dog didn't want to eat her. That's the good dog. Robinson was a longtime resident of the 5300 block of Devers Avenue. The coroner's office is attempting to locate Robinson's next of kin. Anyone with information, please contact those people. All right. I have a hard time believing that will happen. I doubt any of my listeners know this woman, and if they do, they don't care enough to call police. Second story we have for you today, it's nothing to sneeze at. The nasty flu and cough season has arrived. It's a DV Health Watch update. And you can, every year, it's the same fucking thing. Yes, flu season is here. Why? Because it's winter. Same time, every year, come on. Alright, yes, the nasty flu and cough season has arrived, and you can run, but you can't hide. Germs are going to get you. You will die. Want to beat the bacteria? Well, take advice from those who never get sick. Eat dirt, ingest raw garlic, drink brewer's yeast, and take a cold shower. Some other unconventional tips from unusually healthy people. Pick your nose and eat it. Close the toilet lid after flushing. Why is that weird? Dunk your head in hydrogen peroxide. Yeah, you know, the same stuff that is used in making rocket fuel and cleaning countertops. Health writer Gene Stone searched the world over for the mysteries of excellent health, and he explores the science of health behind the claims in his new book, The Secret of People Who Never Get Sick. For years, Stone followed doctor's orders, and he still got sick. At the same time, however, I noticed that there were people who never seemed to get sick at all, so he sought out their advice. Now he wishes he hasn't. I've been eating my booger for a week! Alright, now he hasn't been sick since researching the book and adopting some of the secrets. That's been over 2 years, the longest I've ever gone without a cold. According to Stone, eating raw garlic whenever a cold seems to be revving up in my throat has an amazing effect. As much as the taste is unpleasant and the garlic burns, it seems to work. Likewise, brewer's yeast feels right to me. I add it to my morning drink every day. He takes cold showers and naps too. He used to get sick up to 4 times a year, losing about 4 weeks every year to a wheezing, sneezing cold. Not only does getting sick feel crummy, but it impacts careers, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, everyone's been sick. You know what happens when you're sick. You have to call off work. So yes, eat your boogers, take cold showers, eat garlic. That's the advice we have for you today. I'm sorry. Useless. Final story we have for you today as we blow through. Los Angeles County authorities say they have identified two of the suspects recorded on video sexually assaulting profoundly disabled women. monsters and distorted view listeners. Sheriff Sergeant Dan Scott said Friday that Los Angeles police officers recognized the men after detectives went public with artist sketches and photos of the four men. The images were gleaned from over 100 hours of video that an unknown individual delivered to sheriff's headquarters in suburban Monterey Park last March. The video shows at least 10 men sexually assaulting physically and mentally disabled women, some of them in diapers. Did you really need to add that last part? I mean, don't get me wrong, I appreciate it for the comedic value. I mean, for my program, that type of detail is great, but there was really no need to add that for, you know, the layman. You could have just said they were physically and mentally disabled and ended it. But yes, some of them were in diapers. Many of them were already soiled. I'm gonna fuck you for... I'm gonna take off that shitty diaper, smear that crap all over your ass cheeks, mush it in, and then fuck you. One suspect is serving time in state prison for felony sex counts and abuse counts. Scott says the man worked at a Los Angeles care facility. I've mentioned this before on the program, and I got in trouble for it. I don't think they should be charged with rape. It should be something else, because, again, rape is for rapists. Right? Meaning that, you know, rape is all about the thrill of the hunt and dominating over someone. It's very easy to fuck a mentally disabled person, I have to say. I know it's true, otherwise I'd still be a virgin. Did I say too much? All right, there we go. That is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me here. Oh, blue.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's David Laidoff from TLA Raw.
Aww.
I have a good tip on helping you to talk like a retard. When you talk, keep your tongue really flat against the bottom of your mouth.
Okay.
And then try as hard as you might to enunciate everything perfectly.
Okay, welcome to McDonald's. How may I help you? Oh, that's good. That is a good retard speaking tip. Thank you, David. I hope TLA hires you back. You deserve it.
Yo, what's up, Tim? It's Sparky Gonads here.
I can't help but think maybe you'd still have your job if you would have worked out a deal with Distorted View for me to advertise your programs. But no, Adam and Eve beat you to the punch, and I couldn't be happier. They're way better than TLA, and I'm sure, David, now you will agree. Adam and Eve kicks TLA's ass. I don't even know if they sell the same products or what.
Yo, what's up, Sam? It's Sparky Gonads here. And
hi, Sparky!
I'm calling to let you know what Raymond 14 meant about his New Year's message.
Thank you for
his resolution is to not be constipated and fucked up all the time because he eats and drinks milk products.
Oh, that flat tongue thing really does work. Okay. That's how he starts all of his videos. It's kind of like a milkshake.
And his internet reform was, it should be easier to find
Apple
out.
Apple Garvey!
Not to fucking drink milk or eat cheese.
Apple Garvey!
You know? But it's hard to find that shit out. There's pills you can take.
Super Hoppo Mario Bar.
So I feel for...
All right, thank you.
Hey, Tim. The guy from Oklahoma, he shot his wife. He just messed... I guess he was just trying to do a bizarre sex turn, the 69 special. He was trying to blow her brains out and screw the exit wound.
Oh, I see. Disgusting. You're a monster. Bless your heart.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Sideshow member CJ, the 33-year-old near-dead from Seattle.
And you a near-dead?
I just wanted to know that I just heard the audio of the suffocating kittens, and I am in support of this. keep up the good work.
Thank you. Sign up for the Sideshow. That's me. Why am
talk
I calling
sex. You mean sex talk with Sue Johansson?
Wait, what is it?
Talk sex. You mean sex talk?
I think that her show was called Talk Sex, wasn't it? Hold on. Now I'm going to be pissed off. Sue? Google this bitch. Sue Johansson. I don't know how to spell Johansson. Yes, the show is called Talk Sex, you retard. I'm on www.talksexwithsue, stupid. Don't ever question me again. You just sit back and you listen and blow me.
Hey, Tim, this is Irish Dancing. Okay. There's this song that you sometimes play at the beginning of Tuesday's show.
Oh, this one? Hold me closer, tiny dancer. That one?
And it goes like, I felt so lonely tonight. I'm glad you came to play my game. I want to fuck you in the ass. I want to
yes.
play with my sperm. Something like that.
Yeah.
It's really funny, and I don't know what it, like where it's from.
I don't either. I think a listener sent it off to me, and I just play it. I don't know where half my shit comes from.
Hey, Timmy. This is Jody, Lifetime Sideshow member.
Woo!
Love it, love it.
Bitch is going to get a t-shirt soon.
I wanted
for free.
To let you know I'm listening to some DV. Am right now, if you can hear it in the background. And you were talking about how somebody was smearing shit all over the walls. And it reminded me of a story when I worked at, I worked for a government subsidized housing high-rise type of thing for elderly and disabled people, mentally handicapped, whatever. So I don't anymore. I would have gold for you, I swear to God. But anyway, we had to do yearly inspections to all the units. And we went to one apartment, and this person, who we thought was at least halfway decent, had taken Vaseline and spread it all over every single wall, every
single inch of Vaseline
of his apartment, and lined his walls with tinfoil so that the people in outer space could not read his mind.
That sounds reasonable.
Oh, hey, Tim, how's it going? This is your listen turd puppy, y'all.
My puppy.
So, I was just motherfucking listening to your little thing about the life alert and you bitching about how there's like a helicopter in the background, and that got me thinking about a great business idea for life alert to actually have that sound behind their callers, like behind like the people picking up the phones. Make the elderly think that, you know, they're actually giving a shit about their damn calls. So, like, the elderly are talking to these
people. Yeah, I see what you're saying. The elderly can't hear, though, as it is. Can you imagine there's a lot of background noise screwing them over? No, it would never work. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as you know, God.
Back in your asshole.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, and bye, everybody!
Jesus Christ.